Book 2. Chapter 4. Herod's veteran soldiers become tumultuous. The robberies of Judas. Simon and Athronoeus take the name of king upon them. At this time there were great disturbances in the country, and that in many places, and the opportunity that now offered itself induced a great many to set up for kings. And indeed in Idumea 2,000 of Herod's veteran soldiers got together, and armed and fought against those of the king's party, against whom Achiabus, the king's first cousin, fought, and that out of some of the places that were the most strongly fortified, but so as to avoid a direct conflict with them in the plains. In Sepphoris also, a city of Galilee, there was one Judas, the son of that arch-robber Hezekias, who formerly overran the country, and had been subdued by King Herod. This man got no small multitude together, and brake open the palace where the royal armor was laid up, and armed those about him, and attacked those that were so earnest to gain the dominion. In Perea also, Simon, one of the servants to the king, relying upon the handsome appearance and tallness of his body, put a diadem upon his own head also. He also went about with a company of robbers that he had gotten together, and burnt down the royal palace that was at Jericho, and many other costly edifices besides, and procured himself very easily spoils by rapine, as snatching them out of the fire. And he had soon burnt down all the fine edifices, if Gratus, the captain of the foot of the king's party, had not taken the Trachonite archers, and the most warlike of Sebasta, and met the man. His footmen were slain in the battle in abundance. Gratus also cut to pieces Simon himself, as he was flying along a straight valley, when he gave him an oblique stroke upon his neck, as he ran away, and brake it. The royal palaces that were near Jordan at Betharamtha were also burnt down by some other of the seditious that came out of Perea. At this time it was that a certain shepherd ventured to set himself up for a king. He was called Athrongius. It was his strength of body that made him expect such a dignity, as well as his soul, which despised death, and besides these qualifications he had four brethren like himself. He put a troop of armed men under each of these his brethren, and made use of them as his generals and commanders. When he made his incursions, while he did himself act like a king, and meddled only with the more important affairs. And at this time he put a diadem about his head, and continued after that to overrun the country, for no little time with his brethren, and became their leader in killing both the Romans and those of the king's party, nor did any Jew escape him, if any could accrue to him thereby. He once ventured to encompass a whole troop of Romans at Emmaus, who were carrying corn and weapons to their legion. His men therefore shot their arrows and darts, and thereby slew their centurion Arius, and 40 of the stoutest of his men, while the rest of them, who were in danger of the same fate, upon the coming of Gratus, with those of Sebasta to their assistance, escaped. And when these men had served both their own countrymen and foreigners, and that through this whole year three of them were, after some time, subdued, the eldest by Archelaus, the two next by falling into the hands of Gratus and Ptolemaeus, but the fourth delivered himself up to Archelaus, upon his giving him his right hand for his security. However, this their end was not till afterward, while at present they filled all Judea with a piratic war.